The Jaguars front office started working on 2018 a few weeks earlier than they had hoped.
You got to start from the bottom, start building the foundation. You know, every year's a new year.
Quietly, they'll acknowledge what it meant for the franchise to play in the AFC Championship game.
Getting there and showing the world that we can play good ball and be consistent against a good team like that, not fold under pressure. You know, we proved a lot to ourselves, and I think we're just going to continue to build from there.
Publicly, though, they'll drill down into their plan and their roster, seeking solutions to shore up a few key soft spots. It could be the difference between playing in the AFC Championship next season and winning it.
We know that you got to start back from zero. You don't get to go back into the AFC Championship, you know, to begin next year. You have to go out and earn it each and every day.
The spotlight will stay on quarterback Blake Bortles, despite his most efficient and compelling pro season yet.
I mean, when I get a chance to sit down with Nathaniel, we'll figure out, you know, how we can get better, how we can improve and you know, take this offense to another level.
The Jaguars will have options in free agency and during the draft, but if Bortles can play as he did in December, when he was the game's highest-rated quarterback, only his compensation should be in doubt.
What they do and all the decisions that are made, you know, it's kind of outside of my control. So I've enjoyed my 4 years here in Jacksonville, and I would love to be able to play here for as long as they'll let me.
The running game needs to get better. A more consistent passing attack should help, but better guard play has to be a priority. A downhill runner like Fournette needs road graders who can clear the way, and there wasn't enough push on the line late in the season.
Like I said, it's not just me, my O-line. The coach is making the right call to put us in great positions, which I think they always do that. And me doing an excellent job of setting my blocks up and helping the O-line up.
All signs point to the return of a healthy Allen Robinson, but his contract isn't as clear. The Jaguars will have to clear that obstacle this spring and then add young talent.
Being injured and things like that is definitely frustrating, you know, not being out there with my teammates.
Petey Westbrook and Keelan Cole emerged and could take over for Allen Hurns and Marquise Lee, who could play elsewhere in the fall. A playmaking tight end would be a big difference for Bortles and offensive coordinator Nate Hackett, whose creativity would be enhanced with the right guy. You've no doubt noticed to this point that the focus is on the offensive side. If the Jaguars want to take full advantage of their immensely talented defense, they need to score more points.
Caught in the back of the end zone! Touchdown, Jacksonville!
The defense erupted after an offseason spent on that side of the ball last year.
My expectations were very high. You know, we set a standard for how we feel like it should be going forward. You know, we got to go out there and earn it each week. You know, but this team is special.
A similar effort on offense could be the difference between playing for the Super Bowl and playing in it a year from now.
We thought we could take it all away. We definitely had the capabilities and possibilities of it. So you learn from it, you take what you learn from it, and now we got to get ready for next season.
You know, hopefully next year's team will be even better, even stronger.